You're listening to our very first CoiCast. I'm Haley, and this CoiCast will be all about the stuff we have been learning in social studies. First, we will have Selena talking about Henry Hudson. Then we will have Shabnov talking about the lost colony of Roanoke. After that, we will have Brett talking about Jamestown. Finally, we'll have Stevie talking about the Pilgrims. We'll even have a couple of jokes. Hope you enjoy our CoiCast. To start our broadcast, here's Selena, who will be talking about Henry Hudson.
Hi, my name is Selena, and I'm going to talk about Henry Hudson. Henry Hudson was an English explorer in the early 1600s. Henry Hudson wanted to find the Northwest Passage, a waterway that connected to the Atlantic and the Pacific Ocean. The Dutch East India Company paid for his trip. Henry Hudson explored Chesapeake Bay, Delaware Bay, and the Hudson River, and never found it. Then, he, his son, and a couple other sailors got put on a boat because the other sailors wanted to go home. So Henry, his son, and the two sailors were never seen again. Two facts I learned was the Hudson River is 150 miles, so Henry had to sail in 150 miles and out. And I learned that he never found the Northwest Passage because it didn't exist. That's all about Henry Hudson. Now back to you, Haley.
Thanks, Selena. Next, we'll have Shabnam. She will be talking about the lost colony of Roanoke.
Hi, I'm Shabnam. In social study, I have learned the lost colony of Roanoke. Queen Elizabeth I granted to Sir Walter Raleigh a charter to start a colony of 100 men who were former soldiers. Hunger and hardship forced the colonists to return to England. Sir Walter Raleigh returned with women and children. John White was the new governor. He returned to England to get more supplies and food. England and Spain had a war, and it took 3 years for John White to return to Roanoke. When John White returned to Roanoke, all the women and children were gone. There was Croton carved on the tree. Croton was an Indian tribe name, and it was an island's name. John White tried to go to the island, but the storm stopped him from getting there. So thank you for listening to me, and have a great day.
Thanks, Shabnam. That was interesting. Now we'll have Brett. He will be talking all about the colony of Jamestown.
Hi, I'm Brett, and I'm going to talk to you about an early English settlement called Jamestown. King James I granted a charter to start a colony of Jamestown. During the first summer, half of the settlers that had gone to the colony had died of disease or undrinkable water. And John Smith had forced the gentlemen to work. Gentlemen are people who aren't used to working. His saying was, no work, no food. In 1609, Smith was hurt in a gunpowder explosion and had to be sent back to England. The colony started to struggle again. Women had come to the colony and had saved the day. Soon, John Rolfe brought tobacco to the colony as a cash crop, and Africans were brought to Jamestown as indentured servants. That's all I have. Back to you, Haley.
Wow, it's a good thing women saved the day, or Jamestown wouldn't have made it. Finally, Stevie will be talking about how the Pilgrims traveled to faraway countries for religious reasons.
Hi, I'm Stevie. I'm going to tell you all about the Pilgrims. King James I prohibited worshipping outside the Church of England. So separatists began holding secret prayer meetings. Then the Pilgrims went to the Netherlands, but they didn't know their language or culture. London businessman paid for the Pilgrims' trip to Virginia on the Mayflower. Captain Miles Standish was hired to protect the Pilgrims. The Pilgrims landed at Cape Cod, Massachusetts by accident. The Pilgrims wrote the Mayflower Compact. Only men could sign it. The first governor was John Carver, and the second governor was William Bradford for Plymouth. Squanto was the one who helped the remaining Pilgrims hunt and plant fish. Massasoit and the Pilgrims signed a peace treaty. Native Americans and the Pilgrims feasted together. It was the first Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Stevie, for telling about the pilgrims. Hi, I'm Rachel, and I'm going to tell you a good joke and a bad joke. First, the good joke. And speaking of the pilgrims and Thanksgiving, why did the pilgrims let the turkey join the band? Because he had the drumsticks. Now the bad joke. What kind of music do the pilgrims like? Plymouth Rock. I hope you enjoy my jokes. Back to you, Haley.
That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening to our very first ColiCast broadcast. Bye.